October 3rd, 2022 is Watch for Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro Show. Happy Monday. Happy first Monday of October. And start off John Coltrane doing Countdown. Just finished the C.O. Simpkins bio on John Coltrane. Fifth in a row now. Starting on Eric Neanson's Ascension. Sixth one. Travis Johns after that with Improvisation 402. And because of the wonders of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention, I have with me, again from Ithaca?
From Ithaca.
Yeah, okay. Well, you could be in another locale. Brother Travis Johns, welcome aboard once again.
Always good to be here, Watt. How you doing?
You know who went to college there? Not original bass player, but the younger brother of Albert Bouchard in Blue Oyster Cult. And he told me, I don't know if it's Cornell. It might have been the other school. But, yeah, he would borrow the stand-up bass for gigs. He'd bring it back, though. It was not a kite, you know. Anyway, what's been going on with you since we last spiel?
Oh, what has been going on? I mean, big things, little things. I guess biggest thing on my end is got me a bit of a promotion over at the day job. And this semester, they actually got me running shop as director of the electronic music program at Cornell. So means I get double the emails, but also in some ways also twice the fun.
Yeah, yeah. And so have you already started making use?
You know, a little bit. Mostly it's just been it's been teaching and just making sure that everything runs so that when students actually do have projects, they're able to actually do them. So.
Well, I was thinking about it, like there's modular buglas or whatever, you know, because the stuff you gave me was guitar and bass stuff, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So most of it, but yeah, have I been making that stuff? Yeah, I mean, both making the stuff like musically and also physically making the stuff.
Building.
When I first got the gig, I realized that somehow Cornell, which even though you know Dr. Bob Moog went here and we're one of kind of the places where they're invented, we actually didn't have a modular in the studio, so that was kind of my summer project was to build something like so the kids can actually have a hands-on type thing.
Now his trip though was he really early tied a keyboard to it though, right? He's kind of different than the other synth guys early on.
Exactly. That's the whole East Coast thing, is he puts the keyboard on it, it becomes more of kind of an instrument that's kind of descended from the whole classical music, switched on Bach thing.
Yeah, art thing too, right? Yeah, whereas, you know, I was reading shit like Delia Derbyshire, like she was so bummed out, right? She wanted oscillators and tape, that's electronic. Forget this fake mm-hmm. keyboard, yeah. Maybe we rapped about that before. So I want to know, let me play improvisation 003 here.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. That chunk of music start off Travis Johns with Improvisation 003. And then we had Blink, brand new from Brother Jun Izawa over there in Tokyo. RO4 Tokyo with his new Remember the Days. Go Team, brand new out of England. Brighton. Dive Bomb. I think only Brother Sam's left. Oh, and Ninja the Singer. Yeah, with a baby. Chat Pile, brand new. The Mass. Controllers. Okay, we just lost the... Now, she was an original drummer, and they had ones after her, but she was in a lot of bands, the old scene. Mad Dog Carla, incredible drummer lady. And we lost her. And she had years of MS that led up, so maybe a little peace, but incredible. They always kind to me, and I dug her drumming. And she's playing on this tune here, Another Day. Ray Shin after that with Mean Free Path. Nosuka, Words from a Friend. Chris Bailiff, Simple Guitar. That's interesting. No one would brag about that, would they? Right? Not Aldean. We all, well, maybe you would. I don't know. People are tripping. And then finally, Travis Johns with Sherry Negra. Seria Negra. Rie. Sorry. Lo siento. So, no, you were saying something to me on air, and I asked you to hold it because I think the listeners deserve.
For sure. So, yeah, I think we were talking about just Delia Derbyshire leaving music because of the synthesizer.
Yeah.
But, like, if you listen to, like, you know, say, for instance, I mean, you know, her great hit, if you will, you know, the intro to Doctor Who, I mean, that's pretty sequenced. It's almost like you're, like, right at pre-synthesizer. Like, she's taking, what is it? It was guitar line that was sequenced and slowed down in order to actually create a melody to it, and the sound's going over the top of it. Like, I feel like she was kind of almost there, but maybe not synthesizer with keyboard. I mean, you know, there's so many different other types of, you know, electronic instruments.
Or whatever instruments, right? Like Fred Morgan in The Wizard of Oz, you know, paid no attention to that man behind the curtain. He was fucking behind the curtain. You know what I mean? When it comes out the speakers. Now, what I heard was it was like tapes around doorknobs and legs at chairs and shit, because the length of the tape was like the length of the sample, what we would call today a sample, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was kind of analog-y, right?
No, very analog-y. I mean, if you think about it, I think, what is it, with old tape, it used to be 7 inches per second.
Seven and a half.
So it's having to measure that out, and same thing, yeah, making capstans out of just, you know, bottles and microphone stands and anything else just to actually get the loops going.
Yeah. And maybe some sense of craft got lost when you could hit a key. I think she was, and it's only my guess, but the bumming on the, like, we already got the organ and the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And we already got a horn section and a string section, so yeah, you put people out of work with that machine. I don't know. Look, it's all, I want people to let the freak flag fly, and I love the idea of, you know, you bringing in students, because you're not telling them what to play, you're giving them assignments, but those are my, like, launch pads and springboards, right, to let them flower.
Oh, it's been pretty open, and, like, the biggest thing that I've been trying to do with the kids this semester, I mean, yeah, teaching them how to write, teaching the tech and everything, but the biggest thing so far has been trying to get them to actually listen. Like, you know, to be able to open your ears to the world around you. I mean, we've done some pretty cool, I guess, like, you know, assignments. Like, we did one where we took a field trip to the school's particle accelerator with EMF amplifiers. And, like, the beam is down right now, so it's not like there's, like, crazy radiation. But to actually just hear the electromagnetic field of, like, this, like, super, super, super high energy thing. And, I mean, it was, like, symphonic. I mean, beautiful. And, like, they love that. Hopefully, they love that.
And the idea that could be, you know, a source of music, you know, because a lot of damage started with this genre, you know, these guys slinging things, a materialism thing, and then the Berlin Walls and the gulags and all the music put in there. But when they can get a sense of that, and people, I got to tell you, Ithaca, Cornell, Dr. Carl Sagan, and billions upon billions, I mean, he was a lot of space coming from that man. And why shouldn't, you know, unified theory, I know drove Mr. Einstein crazy looking for it, but it already is unified in a way. We just got to wrap our heads around it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing about Sagan and Ithaca right now is, Sagan Foundation needs to work on their brand. I tried making a Sagan joke the other week.
Absolutely.
And maybe it's just a bad joke, but the kids just looked at me. They were just blinking. It's just like, come on, guys. Carl Sagan, scientist, worked here, had a TV show.
Yeah.
and quiet. And it's like, all right, well, look him up. Let's move on to the next thing. We're going to talk about music. But I was shocked. I thought, like, you know, you would say billions and billions, and everybody else would be like, oh, yeah, right, that guy. He worked here. Cool. But,
well, here's the other thing. Even though they didn't, you would think the inquiring minds, they'd get to their leashes and look up on whatever resource and find out. Because a lot of younger cats, sometimes if they don't know, because, you know, the only thing new is you finding out about it, they want to go find out about it. It's not like, old man, that's part of your days. I think there's still some of that stuff. But, man, I also meet young people. It's like, yeah, I don't know. So, but I got resource, right, that dudes in our days, like if somebody's talking about Charlie Patton, ooh, it was rough.
I mean, hopefully there should be enough resources around here, considering there's literally a building a block away from my office named after him. You know, the Carl Sagan.
No, but I'm also talking the leash, right? Connect with the internet. Yeah, that kind of thing, too.
And exactly.
You know, instead of just checking out who's on shit or fake-looking instant ham. You know, because I know I've seen dudes do it, use it as a resource to go find out. It's not... I think, you know, those generational gap things, those are ridiculous. I think some young people really, you know, sometimes people, it takes a lifetime to learn, they never do. It's coincidence when you come on board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we ran out of time first hour. Look, people, were at the end of the first hour, October 3, 2022. Dish Watt Peter, so special guest, Travis Johns. Hold tight for hour two. October 3rd, 2022. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro Show start second hour. Improvisation 377. Travis Johns. Then something brand new out of Ireland. It's organs. I don't see which part, right? Because cats on air from both parts. What is it? Question mark. Travis Johns. Improvisation 328. And, yeah. I mean, did you start with 000?
I started with 001.
Okay.
Close enough.
I think in Korea, like, the birthdays start with zero or something shit like that. That's why they're always a year behind. Or we're a year ahead. But anyway, wishful thinking, right? So explain it.
Okay, so I guess one thing, so there's two series. The bass stuff, you know, the 001, 002, that's completely, if it sounds like there's a basic guitar on and it's an improvisation, that's kind of more the bass one. For the synthesizer ones, yeah, I think we're up to 500 right now. And, you know, I guess there's the parable, what is it, if you break, like, 10,000 strings, then suddenly, you know, you are a master of your instrument.
Yeah.
Maybe if I can get to 10,000 improvisations, maybe I'll actually finally be an improviser.
Well, with this numbering system, I think you're going to get to 1998, right? Because you said there's a series of synth ones and a series of bass ones, and you only got three digits here. You know, that was an important invention, right? Like Roman numerals. How do you fucking multiply and divide with that shit? You're spelling words.
Mm-hmm.
The Arabs come up with some of the placeholder. There's a debate over where zero came from. Might came from India. But the idea of a matrix, and not a movie, people. It's a way of organizing data. So you can fuck with it. Manipulate the soft things. And this idea of ones, tens, hundreds. So, if you were thinking 10,000, you would have had four digits, huh?
You know,
but now maybe you're midstream or a third of the way. Now, how do you differentiate in the title which one's a bass one and which is a synth one?
I mean, it's a question of whether or not I'm playing bass or I'm playing synth.
Okay, so you got to hear it. Yeah, okay.
Right. I mean, like for the
bass.
You didn't
embed it in the title.
Right. For the bass ones, it's me physically playing a bass. For the synth ones, I mean, like, a lot of that, like, some of them have been digital, like, keyboard synthesizers. Some have been just laptop stuff. Some have been analog things. And usually, for those, I end up doing them in batches of 100 because I'm using them actually not necessarily to have be a collection of you know, just improvisations, but I'm also using them to generate visual art with. Like, for, I think, the series, I think, 300 to 400.
Yes, sir.
I was actually running the recordings through a speaker with a laser tape to it, and then using this laser to actually etch paper and, like, etch photographic paper to create kind of weird sort of prints of the vibration of the improv.
Let me tell the listeners, a speaker, in a way, well, it's opposite of a microphone, but it's almost like if you want to get a metaphor to a boat, it's the propeller. It's pushing the air. So by him having that connected laser beam, it's resonating with what you're improvising.
Mm-hmm. Direct mechanics.
Direct mechanics. That's mm-hmm. a great way to put it.
If we want to get scientific, it's transduction. So.
Okay. Now, here's another trip, because we did have one with that used some actual words, but I wanted to wait to talk about that and get into that number thing first.
Thank you. Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show, that chunky music star with Val Flores doing original take, corrupted, recreated from memory. Then we had Anna Buttress. I think she can play everything out of Australia. Just lost Travis. Just a second. Got Travis back. The mishap of wondrous technology, but that's okay. Get back on my horse. So, like I said, Anna Buttress. No, it's Butters. Butterss. That's a trip. Interesting name. Not Buttress, but Butters. Fucked up what? And like she could play everything. Somebody turned me on to this. And I said, hey, I know. I'm thinking, oh, gave lessons to Flea. I said, I know a good bass player from Australia. Wilkenfeld. Yeah. Shiverboard after that. It's All Inside. And then here's the title, like I was saying, people. Paragraph. After the harbor abated, the Portuguese traders would arrive with barrels of wine to ply their wares on the isolated coastal populations after long, dark winter. Lost him again. Val Flores.
There he goes. And here's a new.
Travis, I know it was me because I saw the modem. It went down on my side and fucking AT&T. And, you know, how many years of Cold War for free enterprise, and I got one dude to pick from. Or, no, actually, your nickname used to be a lady, right? Ma Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, anyway, I gave this title for this Val Flores that's with the Portuguese and the wine and all this. That is quite a title. So, and first I got to know about the Val Flores project.
Okay, so the project itself, I mean, so Vox Flores, it's a made-up name that I created. First, it was for audio electronics, just guitar pedals that I was building. But then I was just playing under me or playing under different names. And finally, it's just people kept on being like, no, you're Vox Flores, you're Vox Flores. And finally decided to just, it's like, all right, that's my name. That's what I'll perform under. So it's kind of the catch-all for anything creative that I happen to be doing. So.
And what does it mean, flower voice?
You know, somewhere between flower voice. Of course, if you do VOX in the audio world, I'm sure there's a British amp company that will send their lawyers after you, so you can't do VOX.
No, I think it's Latin, Vox Populi, right? The people's voice.
Right. That's the Latin part. But the VAUX, I kind of feel like there's kind of like a French slide in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
Or like fake flowers. So somewhere between one of the
that's
other.
That's right. Fake. Faux. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Very clever,
Fake flowers and thin
flowers.
So flower
it comes
voice.
From the boxes you built. People, from the last show we talked about this, Travis built boxes on the get-go with his electronic thing. And, in fact, you know, I've seen gigs where dudes just play boxes. They don't even have guitars plugged in them.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, I think I'm going on the road this weekend basically doing exactly that. I mean, okay, there'll be a guitar, but it's going to be boxes separate from the guitar. So kind of gig, you know, set one, set two, so.
Okay. Okay, do you have a mini tour or is it one gig?
Two gigs. Okay. So the track you played, the Portuguese one, that's coming out on a tape that's coming out this weekend, actually, on a label called Spleen Coffin out of Baltimore.
Okay, Baltimore, great city, and, right? There's a cat there. God, what's his name? His name's Dor. And he's does some incredible music. And a lot of it's in the editing, right? He gets sounds and then, you know, like a conductor. He puts these things together. That's something else. Yeah, I think Network Glass is the name of his project, but he's called Dor. He was on the show, and he's Baltimore. Also, Mold Omen is Baltimore. Duet, these guys have been maybe 10 years now. There's a lot of stuff going on there, though.
It's a wonderful city. I was there for 4 years, you know, before I moved up to Ithaca, so.
Okay. Now, explain, please, Lucy. This thing with the titles that got words versus numerical thing.
I think we went over that on the last show a little bit, where if it has a title.
Watson idiot.
You know,
I'm so
that's
sorry.
Like, no. I'll explain it again. If it's the title, it means that like it's more compositional. It's something that I thought about. Sometimes the title is attached before, sometimes afterwards. But mostly for this one, since it was kind of a tape, so this tape's coming out in this weekend. One side is just Bay's Improvisations, which is it's the one about Mount Shasta and the other one about the corrupted file or something. And then the long Portuguese one, that was guitar. It was actually a rehearsal for a show that I did in Iceland earlier this year. So, So if I give it a title, it's from there, but that's from, it was a story that a friend of mine was saying about, just how it used to be in Iceland. Like the ice floes would kind of go away, and that's when all the traders would actually come into the port to actually, do their thing, because they could only actually be in port for certain months out of the year.
Ah, okay. Understood. So, seasons mean exactly, something. It's not exactly like Southern California. By the way, you're talking about the Shasta up in NorCal, right?
Oh, I'm talking about the Shasta up in NorCal.
Yeah, the reservoirs are real low because of drought, Mm-hmm. Not as low as they were, though, but there's been points where you can, whoa. We're at the end of the second hour, October 3rd, 2022, edition of Wapitos, a special guest, Travis Johns, hold tight for hour three. October 3rd, 2022, third hour of the Watch for Pete Rose Show. For Pedro Show. Starts the third hour. We're back in improvisation land, people, and this is 001. And then Sam Locke Ward, Bob Buckle Jr. with Turn the Screw. And then Improvisation 450. Now, 001. Explain.
001. It's a bass.
So that was the first. This started off the whole baby, right?
Exactly. I mean, you know, in hindsight, like, so that was like right. I think I recorded that right at the start of the pandemic lockdown. So, you know, that's my pandemic track right there, or whatever. Maybe that's what started the project for like, let's see how many I can actually like record now that I have the time, because we're not going anywhere. So let's just plug in and play.
Now,
so yeah, that
can
was
I
the
ask
first,
you a certain yeah. kind of bass centric kind of question?
Absolutely.
When did you move from, or did you ever do four string?
Did I ever do four string? I mean, so I think Improvisation 001, that is, that's a four string Fender Jazz.
Okay.
So,
that's right. It's in your notes said Fender Jazz, but there are, so, nowadays there are five string Fender Jazzes. Not to get all but not originally, not the 1960 Leo Fender brought. Joe Osborne got one of the first ones, you know, because he switched over from guitar and great. He's on the These Boots Are Made for Walking, I think, and I think he's all that bass on Hair, and he really good bass man. He was I think Jimmy Burton brought him from Louisiana. They grew up. Maybe they're both Shreveport or something. I can't remember, but man, I loved his playing. We lost him a few years ago, but and always flat wounds with a pick. What's your thoughts on that? You know what? There's a site on the internet that I go to for bass stuff. And, Travis, all they talk about is the gear. No one talks about playing.
I mean, that's tragic, considering that, you know, you can do so much with you know, it's not about the amp. I mean, it's not about the bass or whatever. I mean, it's about your connection with the instrument. Like, it's, you know, what can you do with the instrument? And how can you make the instrument yours?
Get this. I put up a picture of Brother Jed from Flipper bringing his amp in to get after it got repaired. And all they're talking about, because it's turned backwards, is the amp. No one's saying anything about the man or the way he works guitar and creates. Actually, he went to Mills College, you know, and got a synthesizer degree in their big modular. And the gear fetish thing, you know, if I only had the right stuff, right? And that's all people are. Not all people, of course, but I just get a vibe that like weirds me out that way. Anyway, I'm not to try to get high and mighty on anybody. So, now 450. Improvisation 450. That's down the road a little bit.
Oh, that's definitely down the road. That was this summer, probably a couple of weeks ago I did that one.
So set yourself up for a situation to improvise. You just turn on the machine, or do you think about it beforehand?
You know, I feel like you have to think about it beforehand to turn on the machine.
Ah!
You know?
Clever.
You know, you have
makes
to, I mean,
great
you,
sense, it, Travis.
Yeah, for me, I mean, it's not like I can't just, like, you know, I'm home from work or whatever. Like, I'm just going to, like, you know, like, flip the switch and go. Like, it really, like, there has to be, like, certain preparations that you have to do to, like, be in, like, the right headspace to be able to do that.
Okay, can I go back to this thing with the titles?
Yeah.
That's what I got to do to get a song going. I got to think of the title first because I need an anchor point to focus on. I guess everybody's got their own way.
Yeah, and, you know, I think maybe with me, like, maybe the improvisations, like, that's kind of like, it's me casting, throwing the anchor off or whatever, trying to actually hook into something. Like, by playing, it's like, maybe I'm going to come upon an idea. And that's maybe one thing I'm thinking, like, I do this enough, like, I'm going to keep on hitting certain themes, I'm going to keep on hitting certain, you know, certain passages or whatever. Like, somehow the song is in there, it's just a matter of finding it.
Do you have, like, okay, for example, I just found myself, I'm on a list from Dr. Eugene Chadbourne. Every day he's bringing me a tune.
Oh, that's nice.
Now, do you have some kind of regimen like that? Like, you know, I got it. Look, I ain't improvising a couple hours or a couple days, a couple weeks. You know, it's time to do. Is it like that with you? Or you wait for, like, the feeling to hit you?
Oh, I think I wait for me to, for, you know, I wait for the feeling to hit me and then also wait for the time to work. I mean,
Oh, you're talking about the opportunity.
Okay. You know, I've also got a wonderful 8-year-old daughter, so, like, you know, it's a matter of making sure she actually has the time. So sometimes it's just a matter of, like, oh man, finally I have like, you know, an hour to actually sit down and write and do this. Like, let's go. Other times it's kind of the type of thing where it's like, you know, it's like, okay, guys, I'm feeling it. Like, you know, kick the...
How about
you guys go up, you know?
No, that makes good sense. That makes great sense. I want to play some more Vox Flowers, the way you pronounce it. Yeah, Vox Flowers.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Last chunk of music for this edition. The ceremonious crystal was ever recharged in the depths of Mount Shasta. Fox Flores. And then we had the Xenocratic AMM All-Stars featuring Eleanor Cook. And they had me fly in bass via the internet. Yeah, you can actually collaborate, people. You don't have to just spread hate and lies. It's got that humanistic dangling duality. And finally, Travis Johns. Virgilia and Play de Muerta.
Vigilance in the Face of Death.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, yeah, woo. I thought that was a good one, Anton. No, when you're improvising, because you do it man alone, right? So when do you know when it's done?
You know, you just know.
Okay, well, I got you. I deserve that answer, Travis.
You reach that spot where, like, you know, you've completed something, you've done something. I mean, for me, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, it's like this, like, absolute, like, you know, full, like, awareness of, like, sound and performance and your instrument, your body or whatever. And then, like, it's just finally, it's like tension. I mean, not to say it's tension. I mean, it can be any type of, you know, emotion you're bringing into to whatever you're channeling. And then there's a release. Like, suddenly everything becomes, you know, everything, you know, like, the tension leaves, you exhale, and it's like, I'm done.
And that can happen, like, after a minute, like, because you gave me some very short ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the other question I ask when more than one cat's involved, my improvisation question is, who decides who goes first?
Oof, you know.
So that's why I came up with that other one. The other side of that is man alone or woman alone. When do they know when to, you know, yank the cut bait?
How do you decide who goes first? I mean, you know.
Everybody's got different answers, you know.
I don't want to say it's people at an intersection and who turns right or who goes straight or whatever, but it's kind of a negotiation. The thing I find is, like, it ends up being kind of just this unspoken dialogue or unspoken conversation or what have you, where, like, there's players that I'll play with where it's just, we just know. And it turns out that, like, you know, like, the players that I perform with, that I play with the best, it's you know, we happen to also be good friends. It's like we know the instrument, we know the person, we know their vocabulary. And it's the type of thing where it's, you know, for instance, my friend and collaborator Alex Catona, it's like, you know what? Today Alex has something to say, he'll go first, or I'll go first, or it's just, you know, it's the unspoken communication as you're playing as to, you know, who has to go first, who wants to go first, who needs to go first.
So it's the setup, even before anything, maybe not choosing a narcissist to try to get in the ring with.
No, I mean, you know, it's about communicating with somebody on a level other than, you know, just simple, you know, the verbal, you know, hi, how are you type thing. I mean, it's a deep communication in some ways.
I got to tell you, one time I was part of some jam at Nels was running these New Music Mondays, the Alligator Club Lounge, and I could see my truck from the front hatch. Now, none of my equipment was there, but, man, it sounded like no one was listening to anyone, and it was just parallel universes of jack-off. And I'd never done this really before, but I bolted. I cut rope. I just thought the listeners were getting punished.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I've been there. I don't think I've
really?
Ever bolted.
I thought it was Walt's fault. Okay, good.
No. I mean, there's times where, like, you know, it's an absolute free for all or whatever, and nobody's listening. I think I'm trying to remember who said it. I think it was Fred Frith, maybe, who said it, that, like, you know, it's just in the course of, like, you know, as an improviser, like, you know, the best thing you can hope for is being really good and playing in a duo. And then by the time you get to a trio, it's basically just two duos playing at the same time.
Ah,
you know, how do you kind of negotiate the conversation? So when you expand it to, like, a big band thing where there's 12 people and there's no structure or whatever, not to say it can't be done, but it's just, I find maybe it's my experience with the people I play with, if when in a situation where it's just all go all the time, full speed, and you know, at that point, like, I find myself not leaving, but just like, you know what, I'm going to be quiet. I'm just going to step out and just, you know, when I do play, you know, I might play three notes in an entire set, but let me make those counts in the best way.
I think, you know, those bebop guys said, stroll, take a stroll. Well, that's what I'm learning from the bios. Where can people find you on the internet again?
Oh, it's voxflores.com. So
VAUXFLORES.com, people. See what Travis Johns is doing, and I can't wait to have you back on. Please bring.
Always a pleasure. Good talking a lot.
Absolutely. People, it's been October 3rd, 2022. This is why Pedro should keep you battered, right?